Winter Sculpt is underway on the Aspen Pedestrian Mall. It's a winter school tradition where teams carve a snow sculpture in 48 hours. Competitors use spades, shovels, and chainsaws. Getting the snow ready for carving takes some different equipment: dump trucks, front loaders, and a lot of elbow grease from the city's Parks and Rec Department.
Another day in paradise.
Dan Nelson has already had a morning trying to harvest snow for this year's Winter Sculpt.
So what happened was we tried Meralt, scooped a few into the dump truck, but then the truck backed in.
Like on a hump. That's stuck.
We had to get a bigger loader than that to pull him out. So now we're starting over here.
Now Nelson, the park's maintenance coordinator, watches as snow from Islin Field by the Aspen Rec Center is scooped up in big piles by a front loader. Why is the Parks and Rec team here rather than just grabbing snow from the pedestrian mall where the competition takes place? After all, there's plenty there. Because the quality of the snow really matters for sculpting. Catherine Bell is with Anderson Ranch, which organizes Snow Sculpt. She says the snow is so important because sculptors can't add anything to it. No colors, no light.
It really just has to be based upon the purity and sculptural integrity of the snow.
Dan Nelson says that in lower snow years than this one, clean snow is harder to come by.
Some years it wasn't always pretty. The yellow spots and all that fun stuff. So this will be pure white. The only dirt will be a little bit from truck or in the loader. That's it.
Blair Elliott is the campus supervisor for Parks and Rec, and he's driving that front loader right over the artificial turf that he prides himself on babying in the summer.
The key to here is you just want to skim it so the crumb rubber doesn't come up. And as you can see, I'm doing a pretty good job.
Elliott has been harvesting snow for Winter Sculpt for about 20 years. He's learned a thing or two about what snow is best for carving. Sugar snow, no good. Man-made, crumbles away.
So wetter the snow, the better, because it makes a better sculpture.
He says champagne powder means a lot more work to make blocks of snow that are as close as possible to the consistency of an ice cube.
It's just so fluffy, it takes forever to pack up.
Elliott uses the front loader to pile snow into the waiting dump truck. Then the team heads for the pedestrian mall. By the fountains across from the Wheeler, more Parks and Rec workers are standing on ladders, putting the finishing touches on huge wooden boxes. They stand 8 feet by 8 feet. There are 5 boxes for 5 teams to carve, the maximum allowed in Winter Sculpt. The dump truck backs up and the snow tumbles out into a pristine pile. 2 bobcats load the snow into one of the boxes, and then the workers all huck themselves in and jump around to pack it down. It looks kind of like stomping grapes to make wine, but a lot colder. That whole process needs to be repeated at least twice more, just for 1 box. Now, multiply that by 5 boxes, and...
Yeah, it's a process.
Nelson says they let the snow settle and harden over 2 nights. Then, on the morning of the competition...
Some of us, me included, will go down, undo the boxes, just like, psh, done, load that up, and we're out of there. Then they carve away.
And then, the work of this team is done. Blair Elliott doesn't even see the cubes become sculptures.
Do I watch him make it? Sometimes, yeah, sometimes we'll see it, but usually I'm working, doing other stuff, you know.
And while the Winter Sculpt teams carve up the snowy, cubical fruit of Parks and Rec's labor, most of that staff will be busy with their normal winter tasks, maintaining trails, taking care of dog bags, and yes, clearing snow. Kristen Kay, Endless Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.